Okay? Okay, Brachas Daf Beis. Brachas Daf Beis, Baruch Hashem, we have the schus of starting again. Every siyum is a haschala. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik points it out that, you know, he says, in Europe, everybody focused on the greater kibud was the chasen brachos, not the chasen Torah. Bizman hazeh, everybody chasen Torah, but really chasen brachos, he thinks, is the main kibud on Simchas Torah, because it's the starting again. And Baruch Hashem, we start again together. The same day as we finish, we start again. The Satan cannot say anything. Oh, they finished, they're not doing it again. We start again. Okay, Hakdama to Maseches Brachas, we need to talk about a few things. First of all, the first mitzvah that we're going to talk about, of course, is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So why does Shas start off with Kriya Shema? Famous question. Why does it start off with a mem? We'll get to that in a few minutes. But why does it start off with Kriya Shema? The Chida writes in one of his Svarim that maybe it's the first mitzvah that we ever did as a Bar Chiyuva. First mitzvah that a Bar Mitzvah boy does when he becomes a Gadol at night. Okay, maybe you could say the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, because the answer is Baruch Hu, before a Kriya Shema. So one might argue, but assuming that's a general mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, answering Baruch Hu. But Kriya Shema is the first mitzvah. He davens, assuming he doesn't do Kibbutz Avim before that, if too many... Well, it could be that Kriya Shema is the first mitzvah, and therefore, we reviewed on us, he started off with the first mitzvah of a Kriya Shema. Oh, I have no time limit tonight, right? I'm not... Actually, no. Many people were up late last night, so we'll see. The Shilta Giborim, right in the back of the Gemara, I'm sorry, I only gave you the photos out of the Gemara, the first Shilta Giborim in all of Shas, says, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, Alkein Haya Seder Raboseinu HaKadoshim Bahaschil Seder HaMishnah B'Yichud HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We start off with Yichud Hashem. We start off with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. No, you only can ask a question of why we start off with this if you have something better to start off with. Right, why is something here? Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik once pointed out, you can only ask, why is this in Yoredeya? So you can only ask that if you have a better place where it should be. If you have a better place, you can ask, why is it here and not there? But what's better than Kriya Shema? Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. So the Shulchan Aruch says, that's what we start with. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. V'amar Shechayav Adam Likro Kriya Shema L'Yachid Shmosh L'Kadosh Baruch Hu U'l'Kabbalah Olav Malchus Shamayim V'Ol Torah V'Hamitzvahs Erev HaBoker. Right, that's what he quotes, the first Shulchan Giborim in all of Shas. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, in the Hakdama, one of his three famous Hakdamas, Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayis, Hakdama to Chelek, and Hakdama to Pirkei Avos. So right here, why does Shas start off with Brachas, he explains. Why does Brachas start off with Kriya Shema? He says Kriya Shema also, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. He just goes one step back, which we didn't mention. Why Brachos? He says when you go to a doctor, the first thing the doctor does to try to make you better is to change your diet. And to make sure you're ingesting the right quantities and the right amounts and the right of whatever you're supposed to be ingesting. Before you eat, you have to make a bracha. So that's why we start off with brachas. Once you brachas, we talk about Kriya Shema, which is also surrounded by brachas, as we will start mention soon. Beautiful thought I heard last night, driving to the Sima Shas before I went there, so I stopped off at a store to buy some supper. I knew it'd be there for a while. So next door they had a grocery. So in there they had I forgot what it's called, Getting Ready for the Daf CD. Right, well, with Shiurim, four Shiurim, with Miami Boys Choir. So in one of those Shiurim, my Pesach Kron mentioned the following idea, beautiful idea. I don't know if he quoted somebody. He said that the Shas starts off with a Mem, and Shas Mishnayis ends with a Mem. Right, Mem HaSaikarin is the first Mishnah in Shas, and the last Mishnah in Shas, the last Mishnah in Uksin, which we didn't get to do. Maybe one day we'll have Shiurim on the Mishnayis that don't have Gemaras. Says, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chalavta lo matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik Baruch Hu Yisrael el ha-shalom. Shemar Hashem ozal mo yitin Hashem yivar ha-chazam ba-shalom. Ending with a mem. Shas starts off with a mem psucha, a regular mem, and Shas ends with a mem stuma, a closed mem. What's the connection? So he says, if you look in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Dalet, you remember that because it's the code of all the Jewish alphabet. Shabbos Kuf Dalet, it's the code. Right? So Shabbos Kuf Dalet goes through the whole Aleph Beis explaining what the message is of of the whole Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis is Aleph Bina, learn wisdom, Gimel Dalet, Gimel Dalim. It goes through the whole Aleph Beis. The Gemara there says, Mem Psucho, Men Stuma. Why are there two types of Mems? So the Gemara says, Maimer Pasuachu, Maimer Sasum. There are open, understandable Ma'amarim, and there are closed, difficult, to rack our brains, ma'amarim. Ma'amar pasuach, ma'amar sasum. We start off with Shas. That's Gemara. Okay, we're ready. That's so hard. Me'emasai, it's a mem pasuach. It's a ma'amar pasuach. So we start off with an open mem. But when we finish Shas, Hashem Yivarach Hazamo Bashalom, it's a closed mem. We realize, ma'amar sasum, there's so much we don't know. Like the Baal HaMor once said, "Le'yadati she'yadati ad she'yadati she'lo yadati." I realized I knew something when I realized that I didn't know something. Le'yadati she'yadati ad she'yadati. When we realize we don't know everything, then we really know something. Right? So once we go through it, we realize there's so much more there. Similar idea said by the Kaf HaChaim in a different context. We know that there are two brachas we say when we get an aliyah. Say, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim, before we get the aliyah, and Asher Nasalana Torah Emes V'chayel Nata Bezochenu. So the tour in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, quote, Asher Bachar Banu refers to Torah Shebichsav. But Nasalana Asaras, Hashem gave us the Torah, Torah Shebichsav. Afterwards, Shenasalana Torah Emes V'chayel Olam Nata, he planted within us, we have a chelik in it, that's Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is the one before, Torah Shebal Peh is after. That's what the tour says. The Kaf HaChaim, I think it's the Kaf HaChaim, goes one step further and says, when we go up to get an aliyah, we see the cloth in front of us. And we think, okay, it's what's in front of us. What you see is what's there. Right, that's it. So I make a bracha, Torah Shebichsav. After I get an aliyah, and I realize the depths of the psukim, and the depths of the Dvar Hashem, Asher Nasal Torah Shebal Peh, there's so much in every letter. There's so much I need to focus on even more. It starts off as a Maimer Pasuach, and then it ends as a Maimer Sasum. That's Shah. So we start off with an open mem, and Be'ez Hashem, there should be a lot that we should understand, but again, at the end, there'll be a lot more that we don't understand. That's what we hope to be Zocha to. Because every time we get another level of understanding, we realize that there is so much more to understand as well. Number one. The other point to mention as Agdama to Kriya Shema is that what is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which we're about to talk about for the first couple of Mishnayos, first couple of Prakim. What's the mitzvah? So whatever you say, whatever the answer is, you're right. There are four shittas in the Rishonim. Is Kriya Shema the first pasuk of on a Daraisa level? Midra Rabbanan, we say all three parshias. But on a Daraisa level, what's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? So the Ramban says first pasuk. Maybe also Baruch Shem. First pasuk, the Ramban writes in the Machamas. That's it. Shema Yisrael Shem Lekin Hashem Achad. We'll have to get back to this Ramban Bez Hashem in 2 weeks. Almost exactly. And Daf Yud Dalid is a major sugya. This is very problematic for the Ramban. The Ramban says first pasuk. Rashi. Which Rashi? Right here. Rashi on the Mishnah, on Daf Beis. Here's no Daf Aleph. Right? Rashi says, Mashma from Rashi, the way Tosas understands Rashi, First Parsha. Rashi, about the 6th or 7th skinny line, Rashi talks about, Ubikriyas Parsha Bishona Shodam Kore Almitaso Yatsa. First Parsha. First Parsha again, First Parsha. Tosas is not happy with Rashi. First Parsha, he says, you're Yotzi at night, but you only say the First Parsha at night. So how can you say you're Yotzi at night? Obviously, Tosfos feels that the first parsha is not enough. We assume Tosfos holds the first two parshios. And then, so we have Ramban, first pasuk. Rashi, first parsha. Bali, Tosfos, even the second parsha. And then the Rambam. The Rambam says that it is all three. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema. Umahu korei shlosha parshios eluhein. Shema v'hayim shemoa v'yomer. Right, the three parshias. Umagdim likros parsha Shema. Mevedeshi Yishpah. He talks about, of course, the Mishnah later on that we're going to have. And it goes through the order of the parshias. All three. That's the Rambam Shita. This is just to mention. We'll get back to this a number of times. Bez Hashem in this Masechta. Reb Chaim points out this is the Rambam Lishitaso, because the Rambam, unlike other Moni HaMitzvos, does not count a separate mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Doesn't count it. Look all through the Rambam 6:13. He does not mention that there's a mitzvah every single day to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. He counts Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. He counts to remember one night a year, the night of the Seder. That Rambam counts, Sipur. He doesn't count Zechira. Big mystery. Where's Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim? So some say it's only Durabanan. The Prima Gadim says it's a mitzvah Shebelev. It's in my heart. See, Rambam doesn't count mitzvah Shebelev. And others say all different suggestions. Says Reb Chaim, it's Mefurish in the Rambam. The Rambam says all three parshias are part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. What's the third parsha of Kriya Shema? Ani Hashem Elokeich Masher Otzeisi Yetzchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Rambam obviously feels that part of the mitzvah of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim is to remember where it all started. To remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt. That's not a separate mitzvah. Part of remembering that we are obligated to Him today is remembering that He took us out, and that's where it all started. It's part of one mitzvah. So it's Mefurish in the Rambam. The beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Reb Chaim says, you don't have to, doesn't have to be a separate mitzvah. Reb Aaron Soloveitchik quotes this Reb Chaim in his Sefer Al Rambam, in Perach Mata Aaron on Hilchos Kriya Shema. Okay. Okay, let's begin. Oh, one more point of introduction. Sorry. False start. Says the I'm still MetLife, so I'm still in the football football mentality. There is another question. Also, these are all Hakdama questions that will come up, but just one other, and then we'll get to the actual Mishnah. And that is the Messiah last night also spent a lot of time before he read the Mishnah, right? So I could also take a cue from him. So the question that is dealt with by the Rishonim is usually when we have a mitzvah, we make a bracha on a mitzvah. Before we do a mitzvah, we make a bracha. Asher kadoshanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu, to do every mitzvah. What about Kriya Shema? Where's the bracha? Asher kadoshanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu likros Shema. Where's the bracha? So if you look in the Rabbeinu Yonah in the back, on the bottom of the Daf Aleph, Rabbeinu Yonah, there's no Ran in the back on brachas. We have Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. We're Zocha. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. It's unbelievable on Maseches Brachas. So he quotes Rav Amram Gon, who has a Berachas HaMitzvah. Here it is. Because of Rav Amram Gon, Shebishah Shekori Yosa Yevarech Asher Kedishonu B'Mitzvah V'Sivanu, Likro Kriyashma. Rav Amram Gon has a bracha. And then the Rabbeinu Yonah argues, V'Omer Maria Rav Shein Zeh Nachon. No, Shabracha Zula Matino Sabishum Makom. Where does he get this from? Makes up his own bracha. So Rav Rishonim assume they don't have, by omission, they don't quote a bracha. So the question is, why isn't there a bracha? Bracha on Kriyashma. There's a Me'iri that says if you don't make all the other brachas, then you can make this. But Lechadchila, we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So two answers suggested. The Abu Draham, it's a beautiful answer. The Abu Draham writes, only have one sefer of the Abu Draham on the Siddur. So the Abu Draham writes that the whole point of a bracha is Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemaim. Before we do a mitzvah, we acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're in charge, you're Makabal Malchus Shemaim, Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvos HaVitzivanu. That's the whole point of a bracha. Says the Abu Draham, that's Kriyashma. It doesn't need a bracha. That's the whole mahus of the mitzvah. You don't have to make a bracha. You have to do Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim for Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim. No, it's only Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim. That's all. That's what it is. It doesn't even need a bracha. That's the Abu Draham. Rav Shechter is fond of quoting the Maisa Nisim, the Nesivus' Haggadah, where he deals with a different question, but Rav Shechter relates it to this problem, and that is, the Nesivus discusses why there's no Birchas HaMitzvah on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as we just referred to. Before the Haggadah, we don't say, Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvah V'Tzivanu L'Saper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, we say some brachas that kind of look like Asher Golanu, maybe it's Kiddush, maybe it's Hallel, all these other suggestions. But Lamaisa, we don't have a bracha. Lamaisa, there's no Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Likro Es HaHallel, or Ligmor, right, or L'Saper B'Tzias Mitzrayim. Why not? Says the Nesivus, the Yesod Gadol, in his Haggadah. Whenever Chazal are misakin all the brachas, and they're all Durabanan, only one bracha, maybe two that are Daraisa, but all Berchas HaMitzvah are Durabanan. Chazal were not misakin brachos on mitzvos that are either brachos themselves or mitzvos done in the context of brachos. Birchas HaMazon. You make a Birchas HaMitzvah for Birchas HaMazon? Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Lebirchas HaMazon. Baruch Adah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. My father just benched. I never heard my father say such a bracha. Right? Never heard. Why not? Because the mitzvah is a bracha. You don't make a bracha on a bracha. You only make a bracha where there is no... If the mitzvah is a bracha, you don't make a bracha on it. Or if it's done in the context of brachos. If there's a mitzvah done in the context of brachos, you also don't make a separate bracha. Says the Nesivus, the mitzvah of Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim is done in the context of Dalet Kosos. In the context of Kiddush and Magid, which is also part of Sipur and Berachas HaMazon and Hallel. So there's no separate bracha because this is a mitzvah done in the context. Or another example, the Baal Amor writes in Rosh Hashanah, they used to not make a bracha on shofar when they used to only blow shofar during Shmona Esrei. There was a later takana of Tkiyas Demiyusha we blow beforehand. But when they only blew during Shmona Esrei, they didn't make Al Tkiyas Shofar. Why not? Because it's a mitzvah done in the context of Shmona Esrei, in the context of brachas. So suggested Rav Shechter, maybe it's the same idea here. Kriyashma is done in the context of Birchas Kriyashma. That's the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah to say Kriyashma im birchoseha. That's the mitzvah. That's why some Rishonim were very against what many of us sometimes we do. We're going to go to a minyan on Shabbos morning. That's going to miss Kriyashma. So I'm going to say Kriyashma beforehand. Don't worry about it. I'm fine. I'm going to say Kriyashma early, and then I'll go to shul. I'll make zman tefillah. That's what many of us do. So there were some Rishonim that were against that. No, the mitzvah is to do it birchoseha. I'm doing the mitzvah in a bidyevid way first, and then later on I'm missing the brachas. I should have it with its brachas properly. That's why some shuls, you know, or makdim to get it to Zman Kriya Shema. But that is the Nesivus' suggestion, which explains why there's no bracha on Tzibritzis Mitzrayim and Berachas Amazon and Tefillah v'chul. Okay, let's begin. The question was, am I going to focus more on Amud Beis this cycle? That's also a question. Daf Beis here, I mean, there's so much on Amud. I mean, every Amud is beautiful and wonderful and amazing. But really, Daf Beis, Amud Aleph, and Brachas. I mean, yeah, there's got to be more time on Amud Aleph. Right. I don't know, but in general, but we'll see. Okay, I guess everybody has the same feelings. Okay. We continue. Me'em ha'saikaron ha'shma ba'arvin. So when do we say, when's the beginning of this man of Kriya Shema at night? What's the earliest time you can say Kriya Shema at night? What's the earliest time? Mishah, so the Mishnah could have said simply, a simple time. We know there's concepts called Shkia, concepts called Seis. The Mishnah doesn't do that. The Mishnah tells us the time in an unusual way. Mishah shakonim nechnasim lechol trumasan. They could say Kriya Shema when the Kohanim, after they were Tameh, and they went to the mikvah, and they're waiting for nighttime, whenever they could eat their truma that night. So that's when you could say, that's when everybody could say Kriya Shema. Right? After a Kohen goes to the mikvah after he was Tameh, and he's a tful yom, Maaser Sheni is mutter right away, truma is mutter that night, kachem are mutter the next morning. So when he could eat truma that night, so that's when he could say Kriya Shema. That's the beginning time. The Mishnah only lists off one beginning time, three ending times. The Gemara is going to give us a few more beginning times. But in the Mishnah, we only have one beginning time, when the Kohanim go and eat their truma. The Ritva, not here, but the first Ritva in Megillah. First Ritva in Maseches Megillah discusses why the first Mishnah in Brachas says Me'em Asai Korin, and the first Mishnah in Megillah says Megillah Nikres. Why the change in Lashon? Right? Me'em Asai Nikra Shema. Right? Or Megillah. Korin Asa Megillah. Right? So what's the difference? Why is there, right, two of the more popular Masechtas? You don't have a parallel Lashon. So the Ritva says there, the Gra says it right here also, the Gra in the Mishnah. The Ritva says, because Me'em Asai Korin, you should not rely on Shomea Ka'one when it comes to Kriya Shema. You should say it yourself. Me'em Asai Korin Eshma. Megillah Nikreis, there's one Bal Korin. Is there a Lechachila for me to read the Megillah? No, let the Bal Korin read it. And I'll be Yosei, Shomea Ka'one. But when it comes to Kriya Shema, there's Yerushalmi that says maybe Shomei Ka'one doesn't even work for Kriya Shema. Because personal, he's Mekabel HaMalchus Shemayim for me. Got to do it myself. Right, so that's why the Ritva says in Megillah, I have his Lashon here, Mishum Dahacha, Hacha's in their Megillah, Mishum Dahacha Kriya Achas She'echad Korei V'Kulam B'Shmiya, Mashenkim B'Kriya Shema, She'kol Echad Mehem Chayav Likro, U'Lashanim B'Fiv, Vein Echad Mehem Motziyim, Ve'afila B'Tzibur, K'di'isa B'Yerushalmi. That's the Ritva. L'maisa, l'maskin, l'mishter bro paskins, and simin samach aleph. It could be that we could be yotzei l'shomei ha'kohen by Kriya Shema, but at least in Lamdis, the Ritva says that there's a difference between Megillah Nikreis and Me'em Asai Korin. Again, we could talk about Shomei Ka'ona. It's one of those, I guess, lines I also say, if there's time at the end. How many times, what's the percentage of times that I've had time at the end? But again, just to mention maybe just the Shomei Ka'ona, the two ideas that the Achronim have in Shomei Ka'ona. I think I gave a Daf Be'in Shir about this on the OU website. Two understandings of Shomei Ka'ona that the Achronim have. It came up to a couple of weeks ago, actually, in the Daf, at the end of Nida. Does Shomei Ka'ona mean when somebody is saying something for me, does that mean he's my mouthpiece? I'm talking through him. I'm a ventriloquist. He's me. Right? I get the credit. He's saying it. It's as if I'm saying it, if I'm listening. What do I say? No, it's not as if I'm saying it, but I get the credit. He's saying it. He's saying it for me. But I get it's a credit from his dibur. So two very different understandings. Just to mention one machlokes, which is beautifully explained by this. This is what came up a couple of weeks ago. Comes up all the time. We're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and the Chazan gets up to Kedusha. So what do? Major machlokas. Rashi and Maseches Sukkah, that's what we do. We stop and we listen. We listen to Kedusha, and we're yotzei with that. I knew that all my life. I don't know, a number of years ago when I learned the source of it is this Rashi. You think about it. How does that work? Are you allowed to say it? You're not allowed to say it. Are you allowed to say Kedusha Shmoneh Esrei or not? That's Tosfos' question on Rashi. Rashi, what are you doing? What, you're stopping and listening? Mimanavshach. Tosfos says, if it's as if you're saying it, Tosfos says, that it's a hefsek in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And if you're telling me that it's not as if you're saying it, so why stop? Tosfos says, keep going. Tosfos says, keep going, don't stop. We don't pass them like Tosfos, we pass them like Rashi. So what's Rashi talking about? Right. You're it's enough to listen and to be yotze. This is exactly the chakira of the achronim. According to Rashi, it's not as if I'm saying it. I'm not saying it, but I get the credit from his saying it. So if I hear the chazan say it, I get the credit, even though I'm not talking. That's good enough. Masha'enki and Tosfos holds that, no, it's as if I'm saying it. So if I'm saying it, I can't stop. And therefore, it is not allowed. There is one more day in the Rishonim. Again, this we mentioned a couple weeks ago, the Ritva in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches, holds like Tosfos. Don't stop, but for a very different reason. Now what we said? We said that according to the Ritva, he says, Shomei Ka'ona only works if you would be able to say it yourself, based on the din of Reb Zeira. As long as you have the potential to do something, then you don't even have to do it. But if you don't have the potential, then it's a problem. So here too, the Ritva says, you can't talk in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So that's why you can't use Shomei Ka'ona, because it only works if you have, see, he holds like Tosfos L'maisa, but for a very different reason. Okay, a little bit about Shomei Ka'ona, but we'll move on. So, Baruch Hashem, we did one line. So the Mishnah says, I said, we're going to get out of here before last night. Okay. So when do you read when do we read Kriya Shema? When the Kohanim go in to eat their Shuma? Ad Sofa Shmoa Rishona, Dib Rebbe Eliezer, first opinion. When's the latest time to say Kriya Shema? Until the end of the first watch. How many watches are there? That's tomorrow's daf. The next daf. Daf Gimel, how many watches, how many sections are there to the night? 3 or 4. The Beis Hashem, that'll be tomorrow's daf. But whatever it is, Rebbe Eliezer says until the end of the first one. The Chacham say no, you have all the way until Chatzos, which, depending on the time of year, there is a Shita of Rav Moshe, which hopefully we'll talk about later in the Masechta. 12 o'clock is always Chatzos, or 1 o'clock, depending on the daylight savings, or, right, there's a big cool of Rav Moshe saying Davni Mincha Gedola earlier, but we'll talk about that. But Pashas, Rov, Achronim, and Poskim assume Chatzos is Chatzos, fluctuates based on Shos Manios. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Achiyala Mona Shachar. Rabbi Gamliel says no, you have all the way until dawn. You have the whole night to say Kriya Shema. 3 shitas. Maisa, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was a great teacher. In the first Mishnah in Shas, he quotes a story. First Mishnah in Shas, he already knows. He knows, you know, he's starting to learn. He starts off, he throws in a story, the first Mishnah. That should not be overlooked. Maisa, there aren't so many stories in Shas Bechlal. The first Mishnah in Shas has a story. Maisa, Ubona Beis HaMishnah. So the children come back from the party. Amru lo karinu Hashema. Rebbe, we didn't say Kriya Shema. Amr Lahem, he says to them, don't worry. Im lo alam rashachar chayavim atem likros. If the dawn didn't come yet, so you have to read Kriya Shema. You chayav to read Kriya Shema. V'lo zul bilvad amru. And by the way, this is not the only mitzvah that applies at night that I'm telling you applies the whole night. Ella, you know the Chachamim, the second sheet in the Mishnah that say until Chatzos? Everything, we'll see what everything is in a minute. Everything that they say until Chatzos, mitzvah, it's a mitzvah until all the way until the dawn. So just because you came back late after Chatzos, you still have a chiyuv to say Kriya Shema. Major discussion in the Rishonim. Right here, Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah is going to be a classic source. If you have any extra time during the day, just go through the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh. Those are two major Rishonim on Maseches Brachos. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Yonah, it's long, but it's not hard. If you do the daf, just go through Rabbeinu Yonah. It'll take you 5-7 minutes every day. It's really an amazing resource. Rabbeinu Yonah asks, according to the Chachamim, Rabbi Gamliel says, okay, if you miss Chatzos, you say Kriya Shema. But what about the Chachamim, the middle Shita? You have to Chatzos. What if the Chachamim's children came back after Chatzos? What would they tell their children to do? What would they tell their children to do? So Rabbeinu Yonah quotes one opinion. It's a radical opinion. They would tell, tough luck, time's finished. Wait till tomorrow night. Rabbeinu Yonah can't believe it. Wait till tomorrow night? The Chachamim could wipe out a Zman for a mitzvah? Don't rise, it's the time for Kriya Shema till the morning. You're going to tell me it's 2 o'clock in the morning, right? I just came back. I can't say Kriya Shema now because I might come to forget it. So they wiped it out. So Rabbeinu Yonah has one opinion on Daf Aleph. I'm an Aleph. Yes, the Chachamim have the power to wipe out a mitzvah. Yesh koch v'yad Chachamim laka davar min atzar b'sheiv al tasa. They could wipe out a chiyuv of a mitzvah. They could wipe out a mitzvah. So we don't paskin that way. That's an amazing shita that goes on the list of the. Of a topic that we've quoted many times, and that is the power of the Rabbanon affecting Dinim D'oraisa. Right, the controversy that occurred 150 years ago when a Rav in Yerushalayim wanted to blow shofar on Shabbos, and the whole big discussion, the Rav of the Rabbanim were against. But the question was asked, well, he's blowing anyway. So, should I just like walk outside and like listen through the window? Is there like a kiyum? Or do I say no? Do I say, meaning, if somebody, I hold this an avera to blow shofar on Shabbos, even in Yerushalayim, which according to the Rambam is an expansion of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he can blow. But I hold this an avera. But if it's an avera, do I get an avera? What does my scorecard in Shemayim say? Do I get mitzvah daraisa, avera drabanan? I get 2 marks there? Right? Or do I get no? I don't get a mitzvah daraisa anymore. The Rabbanan wiped it out. The Rabbanan wiped it out. That's a big discussion. What if I read the Megillah on Shabbos? Right? This is all discussions of the Rabbanan affecting daraisas. Each of these you might be machalik between. They're not all the same. A maisa mitzvah of a gzera, and here wiping out the time, or just one other example that we have, the Minchas Chinuch discusses, the mitzvah Laman Aleph, the mitzvah of Kiddush. What happens if I come home on Friday night, and you know everybody's very hungry and a little rushed, I pick up the wine, I say Yom HaShishi, okay, that's giving Eidus, I say Berei Paragafen, and then instead of Kiddush, the second half, which is the real Kiddush, I say, Shabbos is the most awesome day of the week, I love it. Take a drink. I make Kiddush. Right? Zachreyu B'dvarim. I sanctify the day. Am I Yotzei? Once the Rabbanan told me how to do the mitzvah d'araisa, benching, let's say I make up my own words for benching, the Minchas Chinuch has a suffix. He's noted to say that we are not Yotzei unless we use the protocol that the Rabbanan, how they told us to do it. Once they told us how to do the mitzvah d'araisa, there is no separate level d'araisa. This is the d'araisa, this is the Rabbanan. No, they have the authority and the power to tell us how to do the mitzvah d'araisa. So if I bench or, right, that's why we don't accept generally. The Bi'ur Halacha quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Hilchos Kiddush, who says that when you say Kishabbos to somebody on the way home Friday night, you're Yotzei Kiddush Daraisa. Says a whole Shaila, I get home, my wife is still Chayiv Daraisa, and I'm only Chayiv Darabanan. Because Daraisa, I was already Yotzei by saying Kishabbos to somebody. But most Achronim assume, no, I wasn't Yotzei. Because if once the Rabbanan told me how to fulfill the mitzvah daraisa, there is no separate level of Darabanan and daraisa. So that this Rabbeinu Yonah goes on that list in terms of Darabanans affecting daraisa. There's more, but we will continue. Says the Mishnah, last 4 lines. Amud Beis will be shorter, I tell you. I commit. Hector chalavim ve'evarim, last section. Hector, the burning of the fats and the limbs that are left over from the day's karbanos. Mitzvah sanash yalam rashachar. The mitzvah is all the way until the morning. The kolon echol only yom echad. Any carbon that the mitzvahs eat to one day, kachi kachim, right, carbon toda, right, even shorter. Actually, carbon toda is not a good example, because that's even shorter. Kachi, kachi kachim, chatas and asham, it's a mitzvah to eat it all the way, you can eat it all the way until the morning. Im kein lama amr chacham marchatzos, if all of these mitzvahs apply the entire night, so why did the chachamim say by them, only until chatzos, kedei lachachik es ha'adam in ha'aveira. To distance somebody from an aveira. If I know I have the whole night, I'll take a nap, I'll go to sleep, I'll wake up early, I'll set my alarm. Right? This was pre-snooze buttons. Right? And now in the world of snooze, it's even a greater danger. Like lachachik es ha'adam min ha'aveira. Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi Rambam. What is the last line of the Mishnah referring to? That there's a whole night, we have the whole night, but the Chachamim say, no, you only have until Chatzos L'Chadchila. Rashi says it's only 2 out of 3. Rashi says, without making a big fuss, Rashi says, Im kein lamar amr chacham achatzos, Rashi, b'kriyashma uba'achilas kachim. That's all Rashi says. But you gotta focus what Rashi's saying. He's leaving out Hector Chalavim Ve'varim. So according to Rashi, Hector Chalavim Ve'varim, the burning of the fats in the limbs, there's no L'Chadchila. No lechadchila to burn it by chatzos the whole night. Why? The Achronim explained. Kohanim's Rizimheim. Who's burning? The Kohanim are burning it. The Kohanim will take care of it. Kohanim's Rizimheim, as the Gemara says. But they leave that out. Right, the Karbanos, Kohan Echal and Yom Echad, okay, maybe that's Zichrei Kuna, but maybe that they're not actually doing the Avoda, let's say. Not in the same way. But Kohanim, in terms of the burning, right, because the Kachi Kachim could also only be eaten by Kohanim. Right, by Nechalim. So you have to say they're not actually doing the Avoda. But if you look at the Rambam has all three. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, Ukedei laharchik es ha'adam min apshia, amru chachamim she'ein maktirin ha'emurin ve'evari ha'ola ela ar chatzos alayla. Hector Chalom ve'evarim, he has also, only till chatzos, Dalet Beis in Hilchos Maisa Inuchos Maisa Karbonis. So Machlokas Rashi Rambam about whether it is only until the night. Just one other ha'ara on the Mishnah, and that is, we know there's a gzeira by Ne'achalim Liyom Echad only until Chatzos. There are other karbanos though, let's say a shlamim, day, night, day. You can eat it for 2 days and one night. Why didn't Chazal make a gzeira there? Only until Chatzos, because you might come to go per shkia. Just like the karbanos that you have the whole day, night, they stop it early. So what about day, night, day? Shouldn't they stop it early? I'll be having a picnic in the afternoon in the Beis HaMikdash, and I might go overtime. Why aren't Chazal worried about that? Oh, so it's not sleeping. You might say it's not an issue of sleeping. Okay, but the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, I don't think, right, the Mishnayos and Tamid described that if anybody fell asleep on the job, they used to burn their shirts, right? So I don't think anybody involved were sleeping. But you're right, one answer could be there's no issue of sleep during the day. Tosfos Maseches Zvachim on Daf Nun Zayin says, it's just more nikar. It's more nikar. You see the sun setting. Can you see it setting? You have a lot more time. You have more warning. Mashiach came when it comes to, during the night, up until like right beforehand, it's not as much. I just saw one other. Oh, okay. We'll leave it for now. Okay, let's go. Let's continue the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Tana Hecha Koi Diktoni Mei Masai. Says the Gemara, Ravina Ravashi, start off Shas. From when? Tell me a sentence. You start off with a question? It's like Judaism. You start off with a question. Tell me a statement first. You asked me a question already. Right? Tana, Hecha Koitek, Tony Meimasai. Number one, when do we say Kriyashma? Tell me there's a mitzvah of Kriyashma. And then ask me, when do I say Kriyashma? What do you mean when? Vesu, and also, Maestro the Tony Barvis Beresha. Why do you start off with the night Kriyashma? Listening to Shachris Beresha. Why don't you say the Shachris one? By the way, not for now. How many mitzvahs are the two Kriyashmas? One or two mitzvahs? Also Machlokas Rishonim. What does it sound like from this Gemara? Talk about the night Kriyashma, the day Kriyashma. Does that mean, well, you should talk about one more than the other? It sounds like it's two mitzvahs. Sounds like it's two. If it's all one mitzvah and just two elements of the one mitzvah, maybe the Gemara wouldn't ask that. Just parenthetically. So it's Tani Arvas Beresha. Let's see the Shachris Beresha. So the Gemara says, Tana Krakoi. No, Meimasai is referring to a Pasuk. Dechsiv B'shach B'chov Kamecha. When you go to sleep and when you wake up, and this is how we should understand it. Zman kriyashma deshriva emas. When is the time for kriyashma? Bishash akonim neklasam lechol chumasan. So answer number one is referring to a pasuk. Also, take note, a beautiful thought. The first mishnah in Shas is directly connected to Torah Shebal Bichsav. A connection of Torah Shebal Bichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Me'emasai is referring to a pasuk. Torah Shebal Bichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did something radical in his time. So maybe he wanted to hint to that with the need and the connection of Torah Shebal Peh right at the beginning. Me'emasai, this is a connection, this is an explanation of Torah Shebal Bichsav. It's Eis Lasos Lashem, as we'll get to on the last daf in this Masechta. A favorite Torah Secha, there's nothing to, what can I do? But Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is already alluding to us, connecting the Torah Shebal Peh, the first line of Torah Shebal Peh, with Torah Shebal Bichsav. So number one, referring to the pasuk, v'ibayisema yalef mibriyaso shalolam, or he learns it, or it is learned from the creation of the world. Dichsiv ayerav ayivoka yom echad, right? Night. This is answering the second question of why the nighttime is first, just like the previous answer also answered that question as well. Erev and boker, that's the halachic day. Ihachi, if this is true, that we do night before day. Sefer Tektani, what about in two Mishnayos from now? On Daf Yud Aleph, where it says, B'shachar mevarach shayin lefanev achaz lachareho. When we talk about the Birchas Kriyashma, we do the morning ones first. Uba erem mevarach shayin lefanev, shayin lachareho. Lizzie Darvis Beresha. You're telling me such a great answer that you talk about the nighttime before the daytime because of B'shach B'chov Kamecha. So then why'd you switch? Right? It's ABBA. Right? The poetic rules. Right? So just do ABAB. So Gemara says, no, is that ABBA? That's what we do. Tana Pasach Ba'arvis, V'hadar Tani B'Shachris. We started off with the night Kriyashma, then we went to the morning Kriyashma. Ad Dekoi B'Shachris, Parish Mili D'Shachris. Once I'm talking about the Shachris Kriyashma anyway, I finish it up. V'hadar Parish Mili D'Arvis. And then I talk about the night Kriyashma, period. First two dots in Shas. Says the important Tosfos. We're not going to go through this whole Tosfos, but just one Ha'ara. It's amazing that this problem that we deal with in our day and age was asked and the problem existed in the first Tosfos in Shas. And that is The Tarti Desasri early Shabbos. The first Tosfos in Shas asked the problem, how do we do it? We're going to learn a Mishnah. We're talking here about Zmanim for Kriya Shema for Tefillah. Tosfos asked it here. We're going to learn later on that there's a Machlokas, when to daven Minchad Mayriv, is the cutoff point Shkia, or is the cutoff point Plaga Mincha, which we'll talk about. So, the Gemara says, whatever you want to do. Very unusual in Shas. Whatever you want to do, you could do, right? You could choose. But you can't self-contradict yourself. I can't daven Mincha after Plag and Mayriv before Shkia, because that's holding like Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham on the same day. So that's a problem, because many times in the summer months, in Yonah Diyoma, when we have a 7 o'clock minyan for Mincha, so a lot of times that's after Plag and before Tzeis, and before Shkia. So that's a big problem. So we shouldn't think it's a new problem. Tosfos deals with the problem. Tosfos deals, he said. Tosfos just tries, if you want to just see the problem, if you look at about the, 25 lines down in the skinny lines. The first word on the line is, Mikol Makom Kasha, that we could shrei kuli, desasri na adadi. It's tied to the sasri. The Rush, he asks the same question. He says, betfila hikilu, which pashas means drabanan, or mako. This is a big problem. Hopefully we'll have a dafpiyin shir about this topic, but just to mention one answer. One beautiful answer from the pre-Yitzchak. I heard this first time from Rabbi Yonasan Sachs, but it's in the pre-Yitzchak. Yitzchak Petterberger's, Sefer. He writes there that, with the Gemara, the Mishnah later on, we're gonna have, what it says, what is the time for Mayriv? The Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Tfilas Ha'arvis Ein La Keva. Ein La Keva. There's no set time for Mayriv. What does that mean? The Vilna Gaon says, Mayriv is when you can't daven the other two Tfilas. That's the time for Mayriv. When you can't daven the other two Tfilas, that's Mayriv. So the middle of the night, you can't daven Shachar, you can't daven Mincha. Time for Mayriv. It's a time by negation. You can't daven chakras and mincha? That's what it means, ein lo keva. There's no positive time, says the Gra. It's whenever you can't daven the other tefillas. That's what the Gra says. So it says to the pre-Yitzchak, very creative. He says, on a weekday, let's say today, let's say we daven mincha at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If I ask you at 5 o'clock, is it still time for mincha? You'll tell me, yeah, I just davened already. It's still the time for mincha. Right? I just davened. But my time for mincha still exists now. So every day of the week, that's what I would say. Ah, what about Shabbos? 7 o'clock, I daven mincha. And then all of a sudden, I'm a kabbal Shabbos. Is it time for mincha anymore? Can't daven mincha now, it's Shabbos. Memela, it's time for Mayriv. Ein la keva, I can't daven shachos, I can't daven mincha. So based on that gross, says the pre-Yitzchak, now it's time for Mayriv. So it only works on Friday night. It doesn't work during the week. But on a Friday night, it solves the Tarta Tzatzri problem. It is a defense, it's not a lachachila. You know, all the posts that come up with other defenses, there's a Rambam, there are others, but this first Tosfos right here deals with the Tarti Desasri problem. Okay. Omar Mar. We continue. Mishosh HaKohanim Nechasim Lechol Trumasan. From the time, so the Mishnah says, from the time the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma. Michdi, says the Gemara, Kohanim Emas Ka'achli Truma, Mishah Seis HaKohavim. When did the Kohanim eat Truma? From Seis. After three stars. Listen, Mishah Seis HaKochavim. What's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi telling me such an unusual way? Just say nighttime. Just say Seis HaKochavim. Straight. So, Milsa Gavorcha Kamashvalan. No. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is already teaching, wants to teach me something else. He wants to say one sentence and teach me two things. It's Seis, but he's also teaching me when Kohanim go eat their Truma. Because we know, kind of, that it's Seis. Milsa Gavorcha Kamashvalan. He's teaching me Kohanim Emas Akachli Truma. Bitruma, Mishah Seis HaKochavim. So he's telling me that Agav Orcha, the HaKamash Malan, and also it is teaching me the Kapara Lo Ma'akva. The Kapara is not Ma'akev. What does that mean? We know that when a Kohen is Tamei, and he goes to the Mikvah on day 7, let's say he was Tamei Mace, so let's say he was Tamei Mace. So he got sprinkled with the ashes of the Paradum on day 3 and 7. He goes to the Mikvah, he waits till that night, boom, he's Tahor. But there are some times that a Kohen is Tameh, let's say he's a Zav, not only does he have to go to the mikvah and wait till the night time, he has to wait till the next morning and bring a karbon. He's one of the Mechusrei Kapara, Zav Yoled Es Metzora. He's one of the Mechusrei Kapara. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is teaching me that the Kapara, meaning the karbon, is not Ma'akev for this halacha. Kapara lo ma'akva. Right at night, you can already say Kriya Shema. Kapara lo ma'akva. Kiditanya, as the bright, sorry, Itruma. Kiditanya, uba hashemesh vitoher. And the Pasuk says, the sun will come and it will be purified. What's the it? Bias Shimsho Machavaso Milacha Batruma, Vein Kaparaso Machavaso Milacha Batruma. The sun going down is Ma'akiv him from eating Truma, but not the Kapari. He can eat Truma already at night. He does not have to wait. Truma is not like Kachim. Kachim, you have to wait till the next morning. But Truma, you can already eat. You can already eat at night. Interesting ha'ar that Tzlach has right here on the Mishnah. We're talking about eating Truma right away. Don't you have to say Kriyashma first? How could you use it? You have to say, if you have a chiv of Kriyashma, you should have to say Kriyashma first. When the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma, that's the earliest time. So the Tzlach just says, eating Truma is a mitzvah. Achilas Truma is an av part of the Avoda. And that's not a regular Achila. And therefore, that could, you could even do, possibly even before saying Kriyashma. He doesn't quote it. But you could say the last Rambam in Hilchus Truma says that when a Kohen eats Truma, any Kohanim here, Beis Shemahiri, Yibana Beis HaMikdash, so tomorrow Mashiach is going to come, and I know eating Truma is not going to be Tehuya, we'll wait another week till we get the Paraduma, and then you get two brachas whenever we eat Truma, the brachas HaNehenin, and the Shekhar Neshana B'Vizaz V'Sivanu, Alachilos Trumas V'Maisris, whatever it is. Just like by matzah, hamotzi and alachilas matzah, so do by truma, because it's a mitzvah, it's a special part of the avoda. Okay, so we have this drasha that says that at nighttime, that is when the time for kriyashma starts, and that's when a kohen could eat their truma. Says the Gemara, how do we know that drasha is correct? Umimai dehai uba hashemesh bias hashemesh. How do we know bias uba hashemesh means when the sun sets? V'hai v'tar tar yoma, and v'tar means the day is cleansed and purified, and the day is completed. Dilma bias oruhu. Maybe uba hashemesh means when the sun rises. It's coming. Umai v'tar tar gavren. It means when the person is purified, not when the day finishes. So maybe it means by the morning, and maybe the Kohen can't eat Truma until the morning. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Sheila, Im Kain, if that's true, Lema Kra V'yitar. If it's referring to the person, it should say, and he will be Tahar. My V'tahar. So it sounds more like Tahar Yoma. It's referring to the day. Kedamri Inshi, like people say, I'arev Shimsha V'itki Yoma. The sun set and the day was cleansed. The day was completed. Similar discussion, b'ma'arava, in Eretz Yisrael, ha'darabah v'arav shelo lo sham yelahu, they didn't have the previous question and answer, they asked it as a question, ubay lami bayi, hi uba shemesh, bias shimshahu, does uba shemesh refer to the setting of the sun, umay v'tar tar yoma, and it means when the day was completed and cleansed, o dilma bios oruhu, or does it mean the rising of the sun? Umay v'tar tar gavra. So they asked it as an ibaya, as a suffix. And then v'hada pashtu lami brisa, and then they figured it out in the base medrash from the following brisa. Mitiktani bebrisa, simin ladavar tzeisak ochavim, the brisa that we're going to Be'ez Hashem have soon, on the bottom. Simin ladavar tzeisak ochavim, we're going to relate to it. Shmamina bias shimsho hu umay v'tar tar yoma. So we say it means v'tar yoma because the brisa that says it refers to tzeisak ochavim. We're talking about tful yom and mechusik yipurim. As remember, I mentioned in a parsha shir, I think a couple of years ago, beautiful thought that the Avnei Nezer writes in the beginning, in the Akdama to the Eglei Tal. In the Eglei Tal, he quotes his father, who says, what's the whole concept of a Tful Yom? I'm Tamei, I go to the mikvah, and I have to wait till sunset. I don't have to wait for it. I went to the mikvah. What's there left for me to do? I went to the mikvah, I'm finished. What does sunset have to do with me? So the Avnei Nezer says, the Eglei Tal, in the Akdama, because when there was Tumah on a certain day, the Roshim lasts the entire day. And even if somebody goes to the mikvah, until the end of the day, there was Tumah on this day. And therefore, you know, even though I did everything that I did, but I still have to wait. Because I was Tumah today. And therefore I have to wait. And he says, if that applies to Midah Ra'ah, to Tumah, Kavachomer, also, too, or the same idea applies to Midah Tova, and that is Kriyashma, too. That's why there's a mitzvah for saying Kriyashma twice a day. I'm a Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim in the morning, that lasts me the whole day. The whole day, I'm in a state of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. And then at night, though, the Roshim is gone. So I gotta say Kriyashma again. And that's why I say Kriyashma again, and that lasts me during the night, and then in the morning I say it over and over again, V'chozer Chalila, but that's the Avnei Nezer's Ha'ara in his Hakdama to the Eglei Tal. Okay. as we mentioned, that the Mishnah only has one starting point of Kriya Shema and three ending points. So now we have more starting points in the Braisa. Amar Mar. The Mishnah only has one. When the Kohanim go inside to eat their truma, v'raminu. But we learned in a Braisa, Me'emasai Karin Eshma Ba'arvin, when is the beginning time? Misheha Ani Nichnas Le'echol Pito B'melach. When the Ani goes in to eat his bread with salt. That's the beginning time. Meaning, why an ani? An ani has no light. Doesn't have money to eat with a candle. So therefore he eats a little earlier. When an ani goes in, Rashi says in the third skinny line, Misha ani, she'en lo ne'er lahavlik besudaso. He doesn't have a candle to light. So that's why he eats a little earlier. Achash omid lipatim etok sudaso. And the ending time, that's a much earlier time. And when do you say kriyash mantel? From the time the ani goes in until he finishes eating. Question mark. So that's a problem. So Gemara says, Seifa vade pligam asisan. The second line is, the Seifa, the ending time for sure is a kash on our Mishnah. We have three opinions in our Mishnah. None of them say you have a couple of minutes. The amount of time to eat a meal. Reisha, so that's for sure, machlokas. Reisha milema pligam asisan. Is the Reisha also arguing? Meaning, can we say that Kohanim eating their truma and in Ani eating his meal, is that the same time? They ask the Gemara. Is that an argument too? We always like to be mema'it b'machlokas. Right, between sources. So is that, could that be the same time? So the Gemara says, lo, ani v'koin chachiyuru, it's the same time. The same time, and ani every day, and a koin eating their truma, it's the same time. By the way, the Rashash here explains Rashi why an ani doesn't have enough money for a candle. Second. The Rashash here says, nearly pirusho, very un-Rashash-like. Rashash is usually as a kasha, something, bekiyas question. Here it just explains Rashi. Nearly pirusho, to derech ha'ani, kishabala beso, biasuse erev, v'hu ra'ev, the ani comes home, he's starving, v'sudazo adayin lo hochana, ki beso reikon. But there's no food in the house. So, the house is empty. Ochel pas b'melach, de lishba ravo no ksas. What's the emphasis of eating bread and salt? So he basically, it's like when you're at a restaurant and there's bread on the table, you already ordered, just trying to buy time. And so I eat some bread. I'm not really hungry for the bread, but I eat the bread because that's what's on the table. That's in front of me. I'm waiting for my meal. So he says that's why the emphasis of the Gemara of Ocha Pito B'melach. While his wife is busy, he brought home some pennies from his job, and now his wife is going to start buying something and making food and whatever it is. So that's what the Rashash says. He's busy eating his bread, just waiting, buying time until the rest of the food is ready. So he says that's his Ha'ara on Rashi. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that the Seifa is for sure arguing, but the Reisha maybe not. So Gemara says that doesn't work. V'raminu, there's another Braisa. Me'e masai maschilin atosefta. Me'e masai maschilin likros kriyashma ba'arvis. When do we start saying kriyashma at night? Mishasha b'nei Adam nichnasen lecho pitan barvi shabbasos. Dib Rebbe Meir. When people go in to eat on Erev Shabbos, which obviously is much earlier. Erev Shabbos, everything is mukhan already. When they go eat. Right, Div Rebbe Meir. V'chachamim omrim, mishasha kohanim zakon, lechol trumasan. When the kohanim go in to eat their truma, similar davar tezakachavim. This is the price that we quoted up above. So two opinions, Rebbe Meir and the chachamim. Erev Shabbos, when everybody goes in, or when the kohanim go in. V'yavo b'shein rai l'davar, zeichel l'davar. And even though there's no proof positive that seis is the correct time, there's a hint, a zeichel l'davar. Shneimar, as the pasuk says in Nehemiah, when they were talking about building the Beis HaMikdash, Spai Sheni, v'anachnu osim b'malacha, v'chetziam machazikim b'ramachim, we were being osik in building the Beis HaMikdash, and half of us were machzik b'ramachim with spears, defending ourselves, me'alos ha'shachar atezak ochavim. From alos to tseis, so you see tseis is the night time. The pasuk says, from dawn until tezak ochavim. V'omer, and the Braisa adds on another pasuk, v'hayu lonu halayla mishmar v'hayom malacha. The nighttime we guarded, and the daytime we worked. So as the Gemara many times says, when you have an extra pasuk quoted in a brisa, my v'yomer, what's that extra v'yomer? We already proved it from pasuk 1. What's pasuk 2? V'chi tema, this is the implicit question that's rejected. V'chi tema, michi arba shimsha lel yahu. If you want to say, even though the first pasuk says we worked till tseis, maybe we just worked till the middle of the night. Right? Maybe we didn't have a 9-to-5 job. There's no proof that the night time, that seis is night. Maybe even sunset is night. But we just work really late. The inu de machashki mak umakadmi. We go late, we come early. So that's why you have the second pasuk, tashma, v'hayolonu alayla mishmar, v'hayom alacha. Fine. End of braisa. So now we have the diuk. Kasaka daitach de ani ubnei adam chachiruhu. Our havamina is that an ani the whole week and other people bnei adam on erev Shabbos. We assume that's the same shear. The ani eats early, and erev Shabbos people eat early. We assume that's the same shear. And if you say that though, we have a problem. The amrit ani v'koin chachiruhu chacham hainu Rabbi Meir. But if that's true, then there's no machlokas in the brisa. It's the same shita. Says the Gemara, Alash Mamina, Ani Shiur Lachud, Vakoin Shiur Lachud. So it must be Ani and Kohen have different Shiurim. Meaning, when we said before, the Seifa Vadi argues, what about the Resha? So the Resha also must be an argument. It must be the Ani and the Kohen have different Shiurim. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Lo, maybe Ani Vakoin Chat Shiuruhu, Vani Bnei Adam Lav Chat Shiuruhu. There's no proof in one way or the other. Maybe an Ani every day and a Kohen when he eats a Shuma, that's the same time. But an Ani on, and other people on Erev Shabbos, they're different times. So that's no Raya. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Va'ani v'kohen chad shi'uruhu. Is that really true? It's one shi'ur, an ani every day in a kohen? V'raminu, but we have another brisa with another, a couple more opinions. Me'em asai maschilin likros shema ba'arvin. When do we start saying kriyash ba'anayt? Mishah shekidesh hayom ba'arvi shabbosos. When Shabbos starts, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Toshef is Shabbos, another major sugya. Hopefully we'll come back to. Tosef, it's getting late, so we won't talk about it right now. But Tosef Shabbos. Well, how do we view Tosef Shabbos? Is it really Shabbos or not? Anyway, this Mishnah, when the day starts, when Shabbos starts, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Misha Shah Kohanim Mitu Harim Lachal B'Shumasan, when the Kohanim make themselves Tahor. Wow, that's really early. When they go to the mikvah during the day, do they say Kriyashma then? The Gemara will talk about it. Rabbi Meir Omer, Misha Shah Kohanim Tovlin Lachal B'Shumasan. When they are tovel, again early. Amar lo, Rabbi Yehuda, v'alakonim b'yomi tovlim. What are you talking about? They go to the mikvah during the day, because they kriyishma balayla during the day. That's not zman shchiva, says Rashi. During the day. Rabbi Chanina, Amar mishasha, ani nechnas lecho pita b'melach. Quotes the opinion of ani. Rav Achai, v'amri la, Rav Acha, Omer, mishasha, rov b'nei adam, nechnasan lahasef. When most people go in to eat. All these four or five different opinions. So now we have the question. And if we say an ani yakoin have the same shear as we said earlier, Rabbi Chanina, Haina, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Chanina who says ani, and Rabbi Yoshua who says kohanim, will be the same shita. So elalav shmamina, shiura de ani lachud, v'shiura de kohen lachud, shmamina. The Gemara ends by saying that really an ani and a kohen have different shiurim, an ani every day of the week, and a kohen eating, they're all pretty close in time. The Gemara doesn't go through exactly, you know, how many minutes are there in between, but they're different shiurim. The Gemara just ends up by saying, hey minayim uchar, which is earlier, which is later, between the ani every day and the kohen. Mistavra de ani meuchar. Mistama, the ani is later. Diamra de ani muktam, because if the ani is muktam, if the ani is earlier than the kohanim, Rabbi Chanina, Haina, Rabbi Eliezer, then you're getting too many opinions in the brisa that are right before nighttime. Right, yeah, when the Kohanim have to go to the mikvah, and when Shabbos starts, and so the Gemara assumes that there's not another opinion stuck in there, so Elav Shmamina, Da'ani Me'uchar, Shmamina. So it must be that Da'ani is later, Shmamina, and that ends that sugya in terms of when Shabbos starts. Again, this is all talking about Shabbos, just to end off with one final thought, and that is the Vilna Gaon says in Hilchos Yontif, Vilna Gaon says, actually, we'll just start with the Rambam. The Rambam says, once we're talking about Erev Shabbos, just to mention, I'm not going to go through the whole sugya of Tosefis, but just to mention one thought from Rav Soloveitchik that has come up in the past, but just to end with it, and then we'll David Meyer. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Lamed, discusses all the halachas of Kavod Shabbos. He deals with washing, taking showers is Kavod Shabbos, and getting dressed in special clothes is Kavod Shabbos, and sitting and getting ready for Shabbos, and gathering in groups. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that all of those preparations exist in another area of halacha as well. And that is tefillah. We have to wash ourselves, wash our hands before tefillah, the Rambam says. We sit and get ready with anticipation, Shabbos and tefillah. We wrap ourselves in tzitzis, tefillah and Shabbos, the Rambam quotes. Gathering in groups, right, like the Arizal and Svad, gathering in groups, Shabbos. Shabbos and tefillah. That's where Soloveitchik in one of the yards, they cheer him. What's the connection between Shabbos and Tefillah? So he says it's based on Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says in Hilchos Tefillah, my famous Reb Chaim, two types of Kavanah. There are two types of Kavanah that when we talk about, he's answering a question which we don't have to deal with now, but he said there are two types of Kavanah that we could talk about when we daven. Number one, knowing what the words mean. Pirush HaMilas. knowing what the words mean. Number two is a deeper type of kavana, knowing that I'm standing in front of Hashem. Omei lefnei Hashem says that type of kavana is ma'akev. I have to know, if I don't know what every word means, it's okay. But standing in front of Hashem, that's ma'akev. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that's the exact same idea what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a 25-hour experience every week, which starts in 24 hours from now, 25 hours of Omei lefnei Hashem. Says that's Shabbos, that's feel, that's what the similar halachas reflect the similar nature of these days. So we should all be zochet to have Shabbos properly, to be experience Shabbos properly, to experience Tefillah properly, and be zochet to learn many, many more hours together with each other, from each other, and to share many more simchas. Just to end off, Rabbi Weil just passed to me that there is a sponsor, as you heard, Hashem, for the near future. The shiur will both be presented, both on the a little bit more on the Project Sinai website, the Afikim website, as well as on the OU website. We're just working out last minute details with the techie guys, but Hashem, it will be sponsored on the OU website by Lezecha Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky by his family. The shiur sponsored Lezecha Nishmaso for the months of Av and Elul. We thank the Orlinsky family for the sponsorship. Hashem, we should meet many more times. If you're ever in Beit Shemesh, please join us. I have no idea how long that was.